It is the tradition in the church to stand out of respect for the gospel. So if you're able, please stand. We are still in the Gospel of Luke. We have now moved into the 13th chapter of Luke. Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and was quite unable to stand up straight. Then Jesus saw her. He called her over and said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day." But the Lord answered him and said, "You hypocrites, does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to give it water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day?" When he said this, all of his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things that he was doing. The word of the Lord. You may be seated. Let us pray. Gracious God, it's good to be in your temple, among your people, in the presence of your Spirit and Word. Lord, thank you for the Sabbath day. Thank you for Sunday. Lord, thank you for a day of rest and worship. But remind us in this lesson, on this day, and always, that there is something more important than rules. There is love and there's compassion. In Christ's name we pray, by the power of the Holy Spirit, amen. There is a certain temptation in today's lesson. And it's not a temptation to something bad. It's actually something that's tempting us to something good. But if we're not careful, we can concentrate on this thing we're being tempted to look at, and we can sort of miss the whole point. We can miss the gospel that's in here. But that temptation is there, and Jesus deals with it. And if we're not careful, though, we can go in that direction and stay in that direction and never come back. And that is, what are we going to do about the Sabbath day? Are we going to get caught up in this argument about Sunday? Are we going to get caught up arguing about what Sabbath meant for those people back then? Are we going to get caught up in an argument about what Sabbath means for us today? Are we going to get caught up in an argument about, oh gosh, it is Sunday, this is our Sabbath, and it seems like we've sort of lost any reverence towards Sundays, and there was a day when everything was closed on Sundays, and now everything is open on Sundays, and we can get caught into that argument and miss the point. However, the argument is valid, and Jesus himself is involved in the argument, right? Jesus, he's got a give and take going with the religious leadership in that synagogue that day. Now, this argument about healing on the Sabbath is a common one in the Scripture, in all of Scripture, and even in the book of Luke. We are in chapter 13 today. If we just rewind back to chapter 6, there's another story there where Jesus was in the synagogue. And a man with a withered hand, a withered right hand, came forward. And Jesus said, "Stretch out your hand." And he healed that man's withered hand. And the scribes and the Pharisees were filled with fury. They were furious that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath. And they begin to ask, what are we going to do with this guy who breaks the law in this way? And we know what they eventually did to him, right? And then if we just fast forward slightly, we're in chapter 13 today. If we move into chapter 14, there we find Jesus. He is at the house of a Pharisee for a meal. And a man with dropsy shows up. Dropsy is the English word that's translated from the Greek. And even in English, dropsy is kind of an old-fashioned word. It really means edema, a fluid buildup from something like a congestive heart failure, but they called it dropsy, and this is what this man was suffering from. And so Jesus, this time, he took a little bit different tact, and he turned and to the Pharisees and the scribes, and he said, "Is it okay to heal on the Sabbath?" and there was silence. Maybe they wanted to catch him healing so that they could do it to him, what they wanted to do to him, but they said nothing. And he healed this man of dropsy, and he said, "Fellas, guys, if your son falls in a well, would you not pull him out on the Sabbath? If your ox falls in the well, would you not work to pull him out on the Sabbath?" And then today, in today's gospel lesson, here it is again. Jesus is in the synagogue again, and he is teaching and he is preaching, and this woman comes forward who has this spirit that has bound her for 18 years to the point where she is bent over. She cannot stand up. Jesus notices her and he says, "Woman, come here. You are healed from your ailment." He touched her and she stood straight up. And the scribes and the Pharisees were indignant. "What are you doing? We've got 6 days of the week where you can do healing, but don't be doing any healing on the Sabbath." And again, Jesus says, "Hey guys, if your oxen falls into a well, are you not going to rescue that oxen?" The Sabbath is important. As you see, we're already caught up into this argument, this temptation. We've taken the bait and we're debating the Sabbath. And the Sabbath is holy. The Sabbath is important. It was established in the very first book of the Bible, in the very first chapter of the Bible, in the book of Genesis. God creates all that there is. And on the seventh day, God rested. And he declared that day holy. For them, it was Saturday. For us, it is Sunday. He declared it as a holy day. And then Moses comes along. And in the book of Exodus, he writes it into law. Moses lays down the law. And the fourth law in the Ten Commandments is honor the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Serious business. Important business. That on the Sabbath, on our Sunday, that we pause, that we reflect on the wonderful gift of creation that God has given us, and we worship God, and we rest, and we rejuvenate our spirits and our lives for the week that is ahead of us. It is so, so important. But there's another dimension. And this is where the gospel breaks in. This is what is wonderful about sticking your nose into the word and then staying in there long enough until finally the gospel just comes breaking through. And this is what happens right here. Because there's another dimension to the explanation of why the Sabbath is important. Just a real quick Old Testament lesson. The first five books of the Old Testament, we call that the Pentateuch. The Jewish people, they have another word for it. But we call it the Pentateuch. It's Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Okay? Deuteronomy, you can hear the word two in there. Deuteronomy is known as the second law. And so the law is repeated in the book of Deuteronomy. And it is repeated in the form of a sermon from Moses. And when Moses is delivering this sermon in which he lays down the law, the Ten Commandments for the people, he then says this. Why is it important to observe the Sabbath and keep it holy? And he says, remember that you were slaves in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Sabbath is about release. Sabbath is about a release from bondage. Sabbath is about freedom. Sabbath is about compassion. And so enter Jesus. Enter this woman. Enter Jesus and enter this woman onto the stage. This woman who was crippled for 18 years, bent, unable to stand. You know something? 18 years ago for this woman, 18 years ago, this woman stood straight. She must have stood straight 18 years ago. But 18 years ago, something happened. Something happened. And 17 years ago, her shoulders pitched forward slightly. And 16 years ago, they pitched forward a little bit more. And 15 years ago, her neck began to bend through the years and through the years and through the years until finally she gets to the point where today she is bent over so far she can't see anyone and no one can see her. Except Jesus. Except Jesus. On the Sabbath, Jesus sees this woman bent over, crippled by the spirit that had bound her for 18 years. We have to examine the nature of her ailment. Was this a physical ailment or was this something else? The scripture says that it was an affliction of the spirit. Later, Jesus says that she was bound by Satan. This wasn't a physical situation. This was a spiritual condition. This was a psychological condition. This was a mental condition. Now, I don't know about you, although I think I know about you, but I know about me, and I've been mentally unhealthy. I've been mentally ill, and my guess is that you have been mentally unhealthy, and you have been mentally ill. You see, mental health or mental unhealth is not on the extremes. It's not, oh, I'm mentally healthy 24/7 all year long, every day of the week. I'm just great. It's all wonderful. Or you're just institutionalized with mental illness. But most of us are somewhere in the middle. There is this, from time to time, at least for most of us, there's going to be some unwellness when it comes to our psychological state, our spiritual state, our mental state. And for this woman who was bent over by this spiritual condition for 18 years, imagine this. I don't know what you think about Satan. But we can at least say this about Satan. Satan is whatever is in opposition to God. Whatever is in opposition to God, whatever's in opposition to Jesus, that's Satan. That is a satanic force. And Jesus pointed to a satanic force being responsible for this woman's condition. And so imagine, just get this picture. Imagine there's Satan, and he's got a rope, and he throws this rope with a noose on the end of it, goes right around this woman's neck. And he just pulls. And he pulls. And he pulls. And he pulls. To where this woman who was standing up straight is now bent over to the point where she can't even see and no one can see her. And that rope is taut and she is caught in it. And here comes Jesus. And with a sharp knife, whoosh, cuts the rope. And she stands up straight. And she praises God for being released, for being set free, for being alive, for being spiritually healthy again. Sabbath worship and Sabbath rest is important. We should honor the Sabbath day and keep it holy and use it as a time of reflection on all that God has done. But wherever you find yourself, in whatever condition you find yourself in, we have to know that it is the desire of Jesus' heart to set you free, to bind you, that you might be spiritually healthy. You see, compassion doesn't keep office hours. It doesn't recognize the days of the week, whether it's the sixth day or the seventh day. Compassion, illustrated by Jesus, is ready to set you free. All you have to do is come forward for it. Amen. Let us continue in an attitude of prayer as we reflect on this word. And let's pray with the psalmist and repeat after me. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still. Be still. Be.